We had a message from a girl saying that she misses like seeing the colorful world. And like she kind of said that the world used to be colorful when she was younger and now it's like not as colorful. And that's like I kind of feel like where she comes from.
Okay.
Cuz when I think about like cuz when I think about like my younger years, I kind of like I remember like the recess, like my school being like all colorful and like the playground being really colorful and the
really?
The grass.
My school like,
my
like,
school was trash.
My school was gray. I don't remember one color.
Hi, this is Iris
and this is Sophia
and you're listening to Undressed.
Hello, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. Today is so hot.
Yeah, today is really hot. And it's still February, so I'm wondering how it's gonna be in the summer. I'm not really prepared for that.
I definitely know it's very different from last year. Because last year, around this time, we went to Fashion Week. And I remember, like, it was cold here, much colder in Paris. So it's like we can prove that it's not normal to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost 23 degrees today here. So I was walking around in my t-shirt. I went actually next to the beach. And no wind, anything. You could literally like go to the beach and catch some sun today in February. It's crazy. And yeah, it's probably global warming, which is not good.
Not good at all.
But I was thinking like foreigners that come this week.
Yeah.
Tourists that come to Porto or Portugal this week, they must be like,
it was
what is
full.
This?
All of the like little how do you say like outside eating areas downtown were full of people everywhere.
Makes sense.
Everyone with t-shirts. And yeah, it's only February and
yeah, the flowers outside, everything is like out and about, bloomed. So it's very spring vibes already, which I'm not mad, is good as like a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Not great for our work.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely some changes in the weather. A little scary, thinking that every year is going to be worse.
Very scary, yeah.
But since last week, we have some updates. So me and Sophia went and did some tooth gems.
We went and did some tooth gems. So excited.
You can try to show to the camera. It was like in the wrong... I just realized like the first time we came here to this studio and we decided to sit, we just sit randomly. And now I'm realizing that we are kind of like in opposite of what we should be seated because we did this on the other side. So we can't show it on camera now. I think it's probably like our good side, but we are sitting in the wrong direction.
Now it's too late
to do this.
Too late now.
So, what else? What have you been up to since last week?
What have I been up to? I did the apple pie since last week. I did my first apple pie and it was amazing.
Oh my god.
It was really nice.
I want to try.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for you, bae.
I want to.
And what else? I have watched a TV show on Netflix.
Which one?
That is called One Day, that everyone was talking about.
One Day?
One Day.
What is it about?
And it's so sad. It's really sad.
Don't, I cry?
I
type
cry.
Of?
Like, cry for like an hour after it's over.
Damn.
So, yeah, I regret watching it because I don't like
every
cry.
Episode is over or at
no,
the
no,
end?
No, no, just the end.
Okay.
Just the end. If you don't watch the last episode, the TV
You're
show
fine?
Is amazing.
Okay.
Because things are going good. But yeah, I want to watch the Assassin's Paradox that you told me to watch.
That's good.
It's probably going to watch it. Started today.
Oh, you should. It's really nice. I loved it. It was very cool. I also started on Netflix the new Love is Blind.
I want to watch it too.
You need to watch. Like last season we watched together. Mm-hmm. And there's a brand new season. So I started watching and it's so juicy.
Is
it? You need to watch it. Yeah, yeah. So juicy. I don't want to like spoil you or anything. You're probably going to watch it later. But I feel like a lot more couples form this time rather than last season, which is nice. You're going to see like more people. And also there is a part I can tell you just a little bit about it because I laughed my ass off because there is a girl there that's somehow tries to like... reverse the whole intention of the show because it's supposed to be Love is Blind so you can't see each other, but like a girl thought she was like is gonna outsmart the show and she was like do you ever have like been told you look like a celebrity or something to the guy, so she
oh my god
tries
I watched
a
clip
did you
and
watch?
She says she looks like Megan Fox.
Oh my
and she
god
does not.
She does not.
She does not. And the guy is all excited. I watched that.
You should see his face when he sees her in person. Excited. So juicy. Like karma is real. I was like so excited about that.
Okay,
scene.
Okay. Don't tell me more.
It's really good.
I'm gonna watch that as well. So excited. At least we have good TV shows to keep us going.
And also I went to the movies. I haven't been in a while. So I went to watch a movie this weekend. And I was so happy because remember like I think the episode, one of the latest episodes that we were talking about the Oscars and all. And I was like, I haven't watched a movie that really like moved me or made me excited about in a while. And for this Oscars, I was like, I don't think I like any of these movies that much. And I went and watched The Poor Things.
Poor Things, yeah.
And it blew my mind. It's so, so good.
I haven't felt
this about a movie in a while. I really loved every single thing about it. And it still is nominated for these Oscars. So I hope it wins. It's really, really nice. Like the acting, the image, like wardrobe, everything. Blew my mind, like the whole inspirations. And it's funny because the whole concept of the movie, I don't want to either spoil it too much for you, but like it's in it's related to the subject we're talking about today, which is adulthood and becoming an adult. So in the movie they kind of like show you all the entire process of becoming an adult in a short period of time. So the main character has to absorb everything in a short period of time related to becoming a human or an adult. So it's really cool. It's funny. It's beautiful. And it has like strong messages like that, like trying to absorb the world and make your own personality.
Oh, that's cool.
Highly recommend. Love it. 10 out of 10.
Cool. I might go this weekend as
well. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're talking about adults.
we're talking about adulthood today, becoming an adult.
Do you remember like the first time you thought like you felt like an adult? Or do you feel like an adult?
That's more. I don't think I feel like an adult yet.
Yet.
Do you feel like an adult?
I feel like an adult, but I feel like I still have moments where I feel like I'm not.
Mm.
It's hard. I sometimes, like, reality hits and I'm like, I'm 30. So, obviously, like, I'm an adult and I'm a grown-ass adult. Yeah. Like, I can have kids. I can go out and do whatever I want. And people on the street look at me as an adult, I feel like. But there's some moments where I'm like... I wish I had an adult with me right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck, I'm an adult. I have those type of moments where I'm like, what are you talking about? You're 30s. Like, it's weird. But I don't remember like a specific moment that it hit me. But there are like tiny moments that I feel like, fuck, I'm an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. It's hard. Maybe when I have to do all of my house chores, like in a row, that's the closest I feel like an adult. Because it's like my mind is telling me to do something else.
Yeah.
And I have to really push myself to like get all of the chores done. And I feel like that's what being an adult kind of is. Like pushing yourself to do certain things that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That you have to do.
I feel the same. That's true. And I don't feel it's like when you turn 18, because here in Portugal, the legal age for you to be an adult is 18. Some countries is 21. But I feel like at 18, you're nowhere near being an adult.
No.
In the sense, of at least how I feel like an adult now. I think I only felt like it probably like 27, 28, something like when you start having certain responsibilities.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had start having them at 18, I would feel more like it. But luckily, I could live like as a teenager for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And right now, I feel more like it. And the responsibility strike.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Like if you had to move out earlier, maybe.
Yeah.
If you had to pay more like the bills earlier. Because that's what we were saying on the other day, that we have like some friends that are actually younger than us, but they feel like they're actually the same age. Like I don't feel the difference gap.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's because of that, that they moved out really early.
Yeah.
And yeah. But yeah.
Do you remember like your first thing, like adult things in the sense like your first drink, that alcohol drink, or your first time you ride a car or drove a car? Stuff like that you can only do when you're an adult.
Yeah. I remember having my first like drink, but it wasn't like I was underage. So yeah, it doesn't count. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And yeah, the first time I drove a car, I think I was already 19. And yeah, and it was traumatizing to me because it was like to get a license. And I only got my license like on the third time. And even then, even when I got like a license and my own car, I feel like I wasn't an adult yet. I feel like I was still learning, because I feel like you are still learning after you get your license.
Yeah.
Like every day. It's like after a year of driving around, it's when you know how to proper drive. And maybe that's when I thought that I could proper drive. But even then, I don't know if that made me feel like an adult.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, there's small things like the alcohol here. You really start... In Portugal, there is no, like, it's at 18, not 21. So I feel like people drink a little earlier than 18 and all. And I don't think it's a factor that makes you feel like an adult.
No.
I remember, though, like, the thing about entering a club and you need to show your ID. I remember, like, wanting to have 18 so I could enter freely. So probably that made me feel good. I don't remember much. But... Yeah, then small things like being able to vote or to have your license for driving a car. I think those things are exciting.
I think I felt like an adult when I voted for the first time.
Yeah, small things that make you feel like, wow.
Like, this is kind of important. This is a big decision.
It is. I think I probably fucked up big time the first time that I voted. In the sense that I didn't know shit back then. Mm-hmm. And I think I voted something really stupid back then. So I don't think 18 is a good age to vote for me. And especially because here in Portugal, I don't know how it is in other countries, but they don't teach you shit about politics in school.
Yeah.
Like nothing. So unless you're interested in it and go search yourself, or like your parents talk much about it. And even so, if your parents talk about you... probably will be influenced to vote whatever your parents are voting for. So unless you're very curious and do your research, you're not going to know what to vote at 18. And I think my curiosity for like trying to learn politics was when I was a little older than 18. So I think most people are like that. And I think they are too young to vote at 18.
Yeah, I think
or
so too.
At least educate kids from a young age about politics. But even so, I don't even know I knew what I was for sure at 18 to have such a heavy role to vote.
Yeah. And it's kind of like at 18, and if you're still living with your parents, for example, you don't give a shit about like taxes and about like taxes getting higher and about levels of unemployment. Yeah. Like you don't like what. Yeah. So exactly. That's normal.
it's normal for you not to be interested in that. So, yeah.
It makes sense. So, yeah, I think for the alcohol, I'm fine with 18. Oh, and for the for driving car, I think so too. I didn't feel I was too young, but for voting, I think it should be probably like 21 or something.
Yeah. I feel like we could drive. I feel like we could maybe drive cars sooner at 16, maybe.
You think? I don't know if I trust our 16-year-old kids.
I would trust myself.
You would trust yourself?
Yeah. Okay. 16 to drive. Yeah, I would.
All right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think it's a lot of responsibility too. So, yeah, probably 18. I don't know how I would feel about 16 years. But they have it in America.
Yeah. And here you can drive those small cars.
Yeah.
But you can't go to the, driveway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But also like about being an adult and being able to drive and everything. Something that I hate is everything that comes with a car.
Oh, yeah.
So driving is awesome. Having a car makes you feel like you're free in a way. You can do whatever you want. But then there's like all the taxes. Then you need to go to, I don't know, like inspection.
And then you have inspection and you have a revision.
Here in Portugal, we have two different things. And, putting the gas, I hate it. That's why I wanted like a full electric car because it's so much easier. Like you park at your place at night and it charges. And in the beginning of the day, you just take it out.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I don't mind putting gas. I think it's kind of cool.
Like, you think it's cool?
I'm gonna go to the gas station.
Wow, I think it's really boring.
But like, I do it like once a month.
You only put gas once a
month? Yeah.
It's good for a month. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't put too much either because I'm driving like a hybrid car. Mm-hmm. So usually the small part of it that it's electric is enough for me to ride it for a long time. Yeah. So, but I don't like it. I don't like going. It's like so annoying. It's like another errand, you know, like another chore you need to go.
Yeah. That's true. But I do remember that the first time I went alone to the mall driving, I felt like an adult too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a thing that I loved doing. Like when I was sad, I would just go to the mall.
Spend the money on clothes.
At least I had like I didn't have to get a bus anymore.
Yeah,
because it's so like it's hard to get buses here in Portugal.
Yeah,
it's annoying, and even like the tube. So yeah, it was a big change for me to get my own car.
Yeah, and I feel like most of those responsibilities, they feel really annoying when you have to do them alone. But the after feeling is always like, wow, look at me. But at the moment, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Really. So we asked you guys, like, the worst things about being an adult or, like, things that no one prepared you for.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to read some?
Yeah. I'm going to read the first one, and it's kind of deep. So we're going to start with a deep one.
Oh my gosh.
And someone said how lonely it can get.
Lonely? I agree, actually. Obviously, like, since I'm in a relationship, like, I feel it's not as lonely for me. But I feel the friends you have growing up are harder to maintain because it's not like their fault either. Everyone is stuck on their own lives. You have your own job.
Yeah.
You work a lot of hours. And when you have some time off, usually you need to do errands and all the adult stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like less time to socialize and it can get a little lonely.
Yeah. And it's true, like what you said, if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and if you don't have many close friends, and even you can have close friends, but they can live abroad or something. Yeah. They can be like, we have so many people going away from Portugal now. I think I read that in three young people, one of them goes like to work abroad. And I know that I know a lot of people whose like friends are living abroad and they don't have them here. And yeah, if you moved out of your parents' house and you live alone, I think it can get really, really lonely.
Yeah. I think so too. It's hard to, even I remember when I was young, I was always like texting my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has time to do that now. No. I feel like even if you're in a long distance with your friends or boyfriend, whatever, like no one has the time when you're an adult to keep chatting with the other person, to texting.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Like a lot of things. That's what I feel like is the worst about. I don't know if anyone wrote that down, but like I feel like you end up having no time for nothing.
No, yeah, that's true. That's for me, like being an adult, and it's like when you are resting and chilling, it's because you are choosing not to do something else that you should be doing. And that's what kills me inside.
Yeah.
Because before, when you were a teenager, when you were a kid, you were like, you had holidays, you were resting, you didn't have like shit to do.
Yeah, it was school. Yeah. And after school, you know, you only have responsibilities tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like it finished there.
Yeah. But now, like, if I go home now and rest, I'm delaying paying my taxes for tomorrow.
You feel a little guilty to have your own free time, which is not good. Like, it's also important to have that free time and chill time. But I feel the same. Like, every time that I'm at home just scrolling on my phone for fun, not mm-hmm. working, I feel a little guilty because I could do something else. That's annoying for sure. And what I think is hard is that the feeling you know is never going to go back to
never
what it was.
Never going to go away. Never.
So it's only going to pile more and more stuff. Because then maybe you have kids or maybe like you get to an age where your parents start being sick. And also it's going to be harder and harder from here, which is not fun. Not a fun feeling.
And there's always something like... I was thinking about it the other day. It's like you always have something going on. Always. Like it's like you're never 100%. Even with your health, I feel like there's always something you could be like checking on.
Yeah.
There's always something you can be like doing better. like always something you can be improving about yourself. Like, I don't know. That's so true.
And I was reading the other day, like, this meme that when you're a teenager or a kid and you feel something, like a pain or something, is like you react a certain way. But when you're an adult, you think, like,
this is how I'm going to die.
Yeah. I don't know why people do that. But I feel the same, like, a little tiny pain. And I'm like... fuck, I need to get this checked.
Yeah, yeah. Did I tell you that the other day my boyfriend had some friends over and one of the girls was like a nurse? Did I tell you about that?
No.
Okay. So we had a game night with his friends and one of his friends brought his girlfriend and she's a nurse. And of course, the conversation went from like sick people and like death and like overall like sicknesses, and I was like, oh my god, shit, we're getting old as fuck because we're literally, it's a Friday night and we're playing games and we're talking about diseases. And it got to a point where she said that she could see, like, she just by looking at the faces of the person, she can see like the tendency that each person has to like contract a certain disease or something.
What?
And she like just went around the table saying that like you're gonna get that and you're gonna get that and you're gonna get that. I was like, what the fuck? And it was like depressing.
Uninvited.
Yeah. And my boyfriend, my boyfriend's gonna have diabetes apparently. What? And he's just like, he's always eating candy. So I'm like,
and you?
I'm gonna have leukemia, but when I'm really old already. She's like, but when it's like when you're really old already, so it's fine. And I was like, okay,
that's really bad.
It was really scary, but like we were taking everything really. Our producer is like really worried. We were taking everything really lightly.
Wow,
but yeah.
That's really scary. Like, I don't want to, like,
and we were like, like we are getting old because we should not be having these types of conversations.
Yeah, but I feel the same. And sometimes like you go to a doctor and you get like doctor tells you like that's nothing. I feel like that's the most frequent thing because we worry too much. Yeah. But in the back of my mind, I'm always like, maybe he's not seeing exactly what it is. Maybe he's like, you know, and he's like, I know you're fine, but maybe one day I'll find out that I had this all along. And
no, yeah, because there's so many cases of people like getting there too late. I'm like, I'm not going to be getting there too late.
But I don't remember feeling this scared about diseases before. No. And I, like, when I was young, I was really sick. There was a time when I was 10 years old that I was, like, at the hospital for, like, two entire weeks. And I don't remember being this scared about those things before. I didn't have this perspective before. Yeah. It was just, like, I was there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chilling.
It's just chilling. Which I think is great. I wish I had that mindset again.
Yeah, same. I feel like it's just because now we are more aware of things.
You start like counting how many years you have left.
Yeah, and how many good years. Because
good years.
Yeah.
True. Those are the most important, the good years.
Because now there's always something. Like, you have a back pain, you have an headache.
Like, chronic shit. This pain that never goes away from my shoulder. And then, like, you have, like, weak knees and stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, I rest one day and I'm good for that day. But then the next day I wake up super early already and I'm already tired again. And it's like a never-ending cycle.
Yeah,
I'm
always tired. Feel tired.
Always tired.
And sometimes I feel more tired when I do less things. And I don't know why. Because I feel like your energy gets, like, pull down because you're like not doing as much. And when I'm more active and I go to the gym or work out, I feel less tired in a way. It's weird, but it's true.
Yeah, I feel the same. But yeah, that's definitely a big difference between like being a kid and an adult is the level of energies.
Yeah, level of energy. No doubt about it. And maybe you rested more. I feel like you rested. You went to school like 4 hours per day. Then it was all rest and watching cartoons.
Yeah. You would nap?
You nap? I wouldn't, but...
I wouldn't too. I would be like that. But imagine if we had to nap now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember like being thinking like this amount of homework is so unfair. No one needs to deal with this. It's like really bad for kids. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. That was nothing.
That was literally
like half an hour you needed to sit down and do your homework. Probably not even as much.
Yeah. And then you could like watch cartoons and Hannah Montana while you are waiting for dinner.
Oh my God. Such a fun life it was.
Such a fun life.
What else did people say?
Okay. People are talking about time management as well.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of like touched on that.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do time management and find spaces for you to rest.
Yeah. And the next point is being conscious about how you look.
Yeah, I feel it's true. You need to... Yeah, I feel like if you go to the groceries, you don't want to like go and... flip-flops and messy hair.
Yeah. And, like, you can always, like, bump into someone.
Exactly.
And maybe when you are... I feel like I always like to dress well. But I would never wear makeup when I was younger. And now I do. So that's a big difference as well.
Yeah, you couldn't care less. When you're young, it like
When you're a kid, you're a kid.
That's true.
Next up, people say that another thing no one prepared you for is when stuff around your house gets broken or like just stops working, you are the one that needs to get it fixed now.
So freaking true. And I start like relating more and more with my parents. I see stuff in me now that I thought it was so annoying in my parents. Because, you know, when your parent is like, don't close the door like that. It's going to get damaged. I don't know, like, be careful with that glass. It's going to break. Be careful eating your cookies. It's going to, like, you're going to put dirt on the floor or something like that. And you're like, oh, come on, mom. Come on, dad. Yeah. And now you're the one that if the dirt is on the floor, you're the one that's going to clean it.
Yeah.
If it gets broken, like if the door gets smashed, you need, you know how much it costs.
Yeah.
You paid for that
door.
Yeah. So then you start understanding and relate more with your parents. Like, fuck, they were right all along.
100%.
And I was like a spoiled brat smashing the doors.
Yeah. No, 100%. I look like, I sound like my mom now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like... it's kind of annoying, but I feel like we all become.
Can't you clearly see when something comes out of your mouth and you're like, fuck, this was my mom.
Yeah.
This was my dad. I can clearly see what I earned from each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's scary.
Yeah, sometimes like, oh,
oh no.
Hi, mom.
I'm falling for the trap.
But yeah, but it's kind of like, it's kind of sad because it means that it, eventually, if you have a kid, they're gonna treat you the same way.
I
and they're
know.
Not gonna understand. Cause like now I feel really bad for like every time I didn't understand like where my mom came from and
exactly. Yeah. And now when I see like younger kids saying something like, "Oh, my dad is so annoying," I start like relating more to the parents now and being like, the fuck? How do you think you're better than your parents?
Yeah.
But I feel every kid is like that. They think their parents are like annoying or boring or like embarrassing in a way. And it's like, no, what the fuck? They created you. So it's weird for me.
Yeah.
I start relating more to the parents. But we were so, we treated our parents poorly and the stuff around the house poorly.
Yeah. And another thing about fixing stuff is how long it takes and how much of the time you need to take out of your schedule to fix a single thing.
Exactly. It's very
hard. Oh, the dishwasher is broken. The dishwasher guy can come to your house Wednesday 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And you have to be there. And maybe he arrives at 11:30. And maybe he stays there until like 1 p.m.
They don't care.
And maybe it's not fixed.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to come back. And it's like,
that's something else that I don't understand how, I'm going to say adults do it, but like I'm an adult, but I'm in the beginning of that stage of like having my own house and dealing with that stuff. But I don't understand how people find the time to do these kind of things, because if you want to go to like social security, if you want to go to the finances department, if you want to fix your washing machine, everything is on working hours.
Yeah.
So how do people handle that? If your kid is sick, you need to go to the doctor with him, working hours. It's crazy how everything is from 9 to 6, and also your job is from 9 to 6. So it's impossible. Like, do people like take vacation days for all these errands? I feel it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
really
I think
a
it's a thing. Like, you start to take vacation days to do
errands. To do errands.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It's really sad. Yeah. Okay. Then people sent two things that I think we can talk to together, which is like phone contracts and credit score.
Yeah.
And I actually think that credit score is more of a US thing, but we also have it here.
Yeah, like I feel there's a lot of people who use credit here. We don't buy as much stuff based on credit as the US does, but it's also important for like for me that I'm building a house, they check my credit, how much I earn. They if you want to like ask the bank for money to buy a house or something, you need to get that checked. And I remember like not caring about like taxes and stuff, but now you need to think about that and think of like how much you earn per month. It's what defines all these things. So it's a pain. And like the contracts and everything that is like monthly payments, It's so annoying. Like, you add everything up and it's like insurance for the car, insurance for the house. If you have health insurance, then you have like your TV contract and phone contract. Yeah. Then you have Netflix. Then you have light. You pay for water. You pay when you add all this shit together.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So much money. So much money.
Yeah.
Plus the taxes.
Plus if you have a kid.
I can't think about it. I can't imagine.
I do not understand.
I don't understand either.
I can't wrap my head around it. And I'm going to talk about this again. Like, energy. How do you have energy? I believe that once you're a mom, maybe you get like a boost. An energy boost.
I hope so.
Because how can you get home and still have to take care of a kid?
I can't imagine. And they wake up during the night.
Wake up during the night? Like every 3 hours maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like my boyfriend has nieces and nephews. So we were talking about with his sister, like their mom. And she was, we were talking about series. And she was like, I don't watch series now because I can only make a decision between like watching a TV show or sleep. So I sleep. You know, I was like, damn, reality check. It is like you need to make the chill time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It becomes the sleep time. Not looking forward to that. But yeah, paying bills and taxes. I feel it's like one of the biggest thing about being an adult and one of the most annoying ones. Also, like doing your own laundry or your grocery shop. It's also errands that are annoying and also things that are so expensive.
So expensive. The amount of cash I waste like every week
in groceries
for the weekly groceries. And it's not even like candies and Coke Zero. It's like
bananas and bread and rice.
Yeah. Like
for sure. And when you're like at the cash register and you see like that adding up and you're like, you think because somehow I do this math. When I'm shopping, I'm like, it's going to be around, you know, like 40 euros. And then I see like it adding 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 euros for this. I don't know. It's not that much of groceries.
And again, imagine with kids.
Diapers and all.
Because my nephew eats like an elephant. I went to my brother's house this weekend and my nephew is 11 years old, and let me tell you that he repeated 3 times. He had like three steaks.
Steaks are so expensive.
3 steaks and like rice. Wow. And then he also had like coxinhas.
Like chicken legs.
Yeah,
I think there's another
like the
word
Brazilian
for it.
Ones, you know.
Oh yeah, the Brazilian. Yeah, like this fried snack.
And then he had ice cream.
Oh my God!
And he's not even fat.
Yeah,
he's like a regular kid. It's like, what the hell?
I remember like another thing when I was young, and it was like September before you go to school. They need to buy all the books for you. I remember my parents paying like, I don't know, it was between like 100 and 200,
it's so
I feel
expensive.
Like. Something like that. And it was like a public school, so it's like mandatory books.
Yeah. That's just the books. Plus,
that's just the books.
And then you would have to buy like new material.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Imagine. I'd be like so mad about spending 100 euros like that. Damn.
On books, can you just like read it on the internet?
Everything's
on the internet now, guys.
I don't know if it's still the same, but I remember it was crazy.
I think it is still the same.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine like the expenses of having a kid.
Yeah. And my niece like buys a new backpack every year and buys new like colorful pens. Yeah.
And your brother has two kids.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
It's
really,
insane.
Really tough. Yeah, on the groceries, I also don't, something that I don't like, and I only noticed when I became an adult and had to do my own groceries, is like, it's a little awkward when they start like putting everything, the beep thing where they register everything really fast and you're like trying to juggle it all and putting it in a bag.
They're like, do you want another bag? That one's getting kind of full. And you're like, I don't know.
And you see like the old lady or the guy after you being like, come on, hurry up. I'm in a hurry. And you're like trying to juggle it all. And sometimes I'm still in the middle of packing. And he was like telling me the final prize for me
to pay. And then they're like, here's your receipt. And then you're like, okay, no, I need to pack more. And then already like beeping the stuff from the next guy. And they're like, I'm sorry for existing.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Like the stuff from the next client starts being like pushed to you. That's why I usually tend to go to the individual things where you can register yourself.
Yeah.
But not all supermarkets have that.
Yeah.
But it's better not to socialize.
Yeah. I always online do my own groceries online.
Mm, yeah.
That's good. And I love it.
But sometimes what happened to me when I order online is that you can see, like, it appears as available, but sometimes they bring you another option.
Yeah.
Or they ask you if do you want another option because it was sold out.
Yeah.
And I used to hate that because sometimes, like, the other option was not good.
But I still prefer, I always tell them not to give me another option, so they give you the money back. But I prefer having like my weekly groceries there and missing like an item rather than going to the grocery store.
It makes
and
sense.
Like wasting 2 hours.
I think at least like the big groceries and then the small ones, you can go more on a daily to grab something that you need.
Exactly. Yeah.
But talking about groceries, something else that is very annoying is having to think what to eat and what to cook every single day.
Yeah, we eat so many times. We have to eat so many. I remember that's another thing that my mom used to tell. She used to be like, why do we have to eat so many times? I don't have like the creativity to come up with like different dishes every time. True. And then the amount of dishes that you get dirty just for a meal.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's insane.
Having to wash everything.
I'm like having to, my dishwasher is like always washing like every 2 days.
Yeah.
And we're two.
Yeah. Mine is the same.
Half of my life now is like putting dish there and removing it.
It's so true. It's really annoying, I feel like. And I also remember when I was a kid and we had to eat leftovers, how annoying it was. Like, no, not the leftovers. And now, like,
now it's amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
when I
because
leftovers.
You don't need to cook.
Yeah,
it's
like yes.
I sometimes make, like, more leftover than carbonara.
Carbonara.
Sometimes I do bigger doses on purpose.
Same. I cook for at least twice.
Yeah. It's much
I'm not
better.
Gonna like cook for once.
No. Oh, but that's what I hate is when you do like this portion and it's not enough for two people to eat again.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's
so
the whole in between is only for.
Yeah. I always have like when it's like that, we still split and we have soup.
Your face. She was so sad.
We have soup. And it's like, we need to fill this with something.
Somehow. I understand
it's
you.
It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. You have something else there?
I think we're done with all of the adult things no one prepared you for.
Same.
But I had another section because we asked people what they miss the most about being a kid / teen. Do you know what you miss the most? Do you miss it even?
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it being really carefree and I think it was fun. Like the whole school thing was fun. Since I feel like I'm creative and I love to create stuff. I loved when in school they gave you demands and projects. It was so fun. And that's all you cared about for that period of time.
Yeah.
And also, like, you don't need to force yourself to socialize and make a schedule with friends and stuff because you know your friend's gonna be there every day.
Yeah,
and
that's
what I miss the most, not having responsibilities and school. School was fun.
Yeah. We had a message from a girl saying that she misses, like, seeing the colorful world. And like she kind of said that the world used to be colorful when she was younger, and now it's like not as colorful. And that's like, I kind of feel like where she comes from.
Okay.
Because when I think about like, wait. Because when I think about like my younger years, I kind of like, I remember like the recess, like my school being like all colorful and like the playground being really colorful and the,
really?
The grass.
My school was
my school was trash.
My school was gray. I don't remember one color.
I remember like on my elementary school. It's funny. I was thinking about that this weekend because I had like this family dinner and my aunt was talking about like her childhood and what she remembered from the childhood, and I was like, wait, do I have memories from like being 5 years old and something like that? And I start thinking, and I do have memories about my elementary school, but they're not much, and it's just like tiny bits and frames. So I remember like puking on my way to school because I hated going to school.
I had that too. I remember I used to puke all the time.
And when then, you went to school?
Yeah. Because I didn't want to go. Same. And then I went to the doctor because of that. Aww. And the doctor was like, oh, you need to give her just like a little tiny bit of apple in the morning.
Oh,
and then
sweet.
I used to eat like tiny bits of apples. And so then sweet. I stopped puking, yeah. But I was like super anxious.
I was the same. I hated going to school. So I remember like puking on my way there because I was so
same.
And so I have this really vivid image of looking at the ground and puking. I remember like the way to school because I entered my school, but then you need to like go around the school to enter like the main door instead of like, I don't know why the main door was not in front of the school, but you had like the main gate, but then you need to like go around and enter. So I remember on the way around me puking, and also I remember the stairs of my school being so old and wood, and I remember the thing you used to hold at the stairs. I was like, one day this will fall down. So
mark my words.
And obviously they renewed the school once I left.
Same.
They did that to all my schools.
Same. I think it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Is it not a thing?
I think everyone that I know, at least, probably it was our generation that fell down on that period of time. Our schools were so destroyed, and then for like Gen
they
Z,
had
they
to
renewed.
Do something. Yeah, because even my uni, it had like
same
model. Yeah,
same. But yeah, I remember that like small vivid image of like some friend doing this or that, but I don't remember how I felt in the moment. I just have this frames.
And I think I have some memories that I think I have from seeing it in pictures.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like I know, I remember like an English class where I was really, really like only five.
Okay.
But there's a picture of that.
So you're
so like, do I know? Do I really remember it? So yeah.
That's funny.
Cute. Do I have memories? Okay. What do people miss about being a kid / teen? School trips. Oh, school trips are fun.
I don't remember a specific one, actually. But I remember... it was more fun when I was like a teen already and like high school.
Yeah.
So the one that I have in my mind is like more high school. That's why I remember better. And it was like abroad. It was like a trip to Madrid. It was very, very fun.
Did you sleep over there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you share a room?
Yeah, with Joanna, my friend.
Aw, cute. That's
it was
so
very
cool.
Fun. We went to like museums and stuff, exhibitions, because we were in art school. But I remember it being like the most fun school trip of them all. But I don't remember like the ones where I was tiny, like elementary.
Yeah, no, me neither. I remember going to Lisbon, like to the Convent Mafra.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We were reading a Portuguese book that talks about a specific like monument that there's there, and we had to go there.
It was very those religious or like cultural ones were kind of boring.
Yeah, very boring. But at least you wouldn't, you would skip classes. So it was still fun.
You hang out with your friends. Yeah. I remember like packing lunch.
Yeah.
Packing like snacks. That was fun.
Always a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, same.
And I was so excited. Oh, what else do people miss? Having more energy. Yeah. Seeing friends every day. Not paying bills. We talked about this. The feeling of security. That's really true.
Yeah, like probably because your parents are there for you. Mm. Your teacher is there for you.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like now it's not that I would feel secure then, but now I feel more insecure.
Yeah.
So now it looks like then it was really secure. So because now everything that you do, it's like if you fuck up, you fuck up.
Yeah, I feel like as an adult, you have more fears.
Yeah.
And I always thought it's going to be the opposite because you have more power now, like you control your own situation. But no, you get more scared because I feel like everything that you build on your own. So you're more scared of losing it.
Yeah.
Even if it's like health things like we were talking about, or I don't know, like bungee jumping. I feel like you worry more about like, you don't want to break a leg now.
Yeah.
I don't want to break my arm. And I think about that, like, do I really want to like have this moment of fun if I can end up having like 2 months with a broken arm?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I was like, no, I want to like go and skate and do everything. And I don't care if I break my arm.
Yeah.
So probably more scared.
Sense. Yeah. But I do feel like everyone, because we also got everyone saying, a lot of people saying that when you're, people don't tell you that when you're an adult, you're still a kid, but you pretend to know what you're doing.
Mm.
Like you never feel like an adult. Like when does that go away? You're telling me that my parents feel like they don't know what to do? That.
I think you end up learning, like, as soon as you do it a couple of times, like you were saying, you went to the shopping mall alone. Now, when you go to the shopping mall alone, it's not like a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
So in that part, you're already like confident about it. If you had a kid and you bring it to the mall with you, you are not scared anymore to go, like, so that's why he can
I can lose my kid in the mall.
Yeah, you can lose your kid as like a new fear unlocked. But for your kid, it's gonna look like you're a pro at going to the mall.
True, they're gonna, it's gonna be like, wow,
my mom's
mom. She knows how to drive. She has a big car.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens if you like pay a lot of taxes, you do a lot of contracts, you book your own doctor appointments, and you do that for a long time and a lot of years, you end up having this confidence about doing that. So I feel that's why your kids then can watch you and say like, that's normal for him or for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't feel, you feel different. That's with age. Like, that's why I'm thinking when I'm 40 or 50, I look at people that are 40 or 50 now differently because I don't feel they're gonna feel different than I feel right now. I feel like age just passes by, but you still always feel like yourself.
Yeah.
You don't feel like, okay, I'm an adult, I'm a dad now, I'm a mom now. Mm-hmm. You're still you. I bet you're still gonna be scared sometimes.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Always gonna be scary.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. On a lighter side, people miss watching cartoons.
Oh, I miss it too.
I miss Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. And
yeah, I feel like Disney Channel was not much my childhood. For me, it was not very, probably didn't exist when I was really young. And then when it existed, I was a little older to watch. I didn't thought it was fun. But Cartoon Network, and I always remember watching the Channel 2 here in Portugal that had cartoons. And I watched them like I arrived from school and I put Channel 2 and I watched all in a row.
Yeah, whatever I used to do that with Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, like all in a row. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Do you remember with the twins?
No, Disney Channel was not my thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I was obsessed. Yeah, we have a tiny, tiny age gap. Yeah. Maybe that's where it makes a difference. Yeah, the difference actually.
Yeah, it makes a difference between what you watch as a kid. So I remember watching more like Chin Chan,
yeah,
Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, I used to love Sailor Moon as well.
Oh, the cowardly dog. Courage.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. I used to be so sad.
Oh, I love
I would hate to watch that. Really? I was so sad. They would treat him so poorly.
Because he was always cute.
He was so cute, yeah. I felt so sad every time.
And Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Yeah.
Dexter's Laboratory. Ah, so many good memories.
So yeah, what else do people miss? They miss the excitement of Christmas. Wow. I still feel the excitement of Christmas, so I cannot relate.
Yeah, and I don't think I was like that type of kid that was super excited.
Me neither.
Never was.
Using Messenger. Oh my God. I used to get home from school and I would put my status as an online and I would put like songs when I had like a crush. I would write like the lyrics on my status and Messenger, and I would like change my profile picture,
check if he's online,
and then when they entered they would appear like on in the bottom, like bottom
and
line.
Your heart keeps
and
it
was like is online, and I'm like, oh my God.
I remember.
And then I would just look at the green until it went red and I was like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Nothing would happen.
Same. I wasn't saying my heart was very flustered by MSN. It was fun.
It was really fun. Kids today. I feel like we had a good best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because we witnessed the beginning of everything.
And like elementary school, we didn't have any phones. Yeah. So we were able at that time to really like play around and do stuff. And when phones started to appear and have like cool functions and cool stuff, we were almost adults already. Yeah. So,
yeah. I feel like it was a good year.
Same.
Good couple of years.
Good couple of years.
Okay, we have one last one, which is having sleepovers.
Oh, having sleepovers.
That's so true. I remember like being at my best friend's house and she was like, do you want my dad to call your dad and see if you can sleep over? And I was like, yes. But don't ask him when I'm like in the room. Go and ask him now. And yeah. It was so fun.
That was cute, but I hated sleepovers. I hated it.
Yeah.
Like, I never wanted to sleep far away from home.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I was okay when, like, my friends wanted to sleep at my place, but I didn't want to sleep at theirs.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's because I have a lot of trouble sleeping, so it was never fun for me. They were like, yay, let's play, watch movies, so fun.
And you're like,
where are the movies? Where are the games?
The promised games.
He was like that exactly, because they were like so excited, let's do shit, but then 9 o'clock and the parents are like, oh, it's time to sleep, and they slept like so easily, and I was like, wow, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.
If it's a sleepover, I'm expecting not to sleep. I want to have fun.
No,
all
no, no.
Night.
But my sleepovers were watching like scary movies and then going to the bathroom in front of the mirror and screaming like Bloody Mary 3 times and not sleeping.
Okay, yeah, that would be more
it
fun.
It was like hardcore shit. One
that
time, me and my friend even created like an Ajua board.
No.
And we talked to the spirits.
Oh my God.
It was hardcore shit.
I remember I had so many friends that were trying that. And here in Portugal, we called it the cup game, which is basically an Ouija board, but a little different. So you fill the cup with water, I feel like, and then you put the finger on the cup. Or does it have water?
The cup needs to
The
cup needs to be upside down and you just put...
But usually someone is moving the finger.
Yeah. I never played it. I watched people play, but I never played it because I was so scared. Like, I'm not going to mess up with it. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Scary movies were fun.
Yeah.
Well...
Okay.
We have a game to
play. We have a game.
Let's play some games. So we're gonna play a game that we have played here before on the first season. I feel like it was on the first season. Yeah, it was. So this game is probably, if not my favorite, one of my favorites, and I think one of your favorites too. So we become actresses for this one. And we have these scenarios that we need to act. So we're going to have like a job or a character. We need to reincarnate and have like this dialogue between us in this scenario. And while we're having this free dialogue, we're going to have to include certain words that were prearranged for us. So we have no idea which words we're going to get. And we need to somehow include them in the speech and in the dialogue. The tricky thing is that since it's adulthood, the scenario is going to be like more adult situations, but the words are going to be a little out of place. So that's the fun of it. Are you ready to act?
I am ready to roll.
I'm all comfy for this game. Very excited.
Okay, so the first scenario is a situation we all have to deal with as adults, which is calling to book an appointment.
I hate that.
Me too. At an hospital, a doctor's office, whatever. So one of us is going to be calling and being the person who's sick, and the other one is going to be the
attendant
secretary.
Secretary.
The secretary.
Who do you want to be? You can pick.
I can be the secretary.
Secretary. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. I'm as nervous as I would be to call a real. I hate phone calls.
So. Me too.
Okay, let's go. We have 8 words each to say. So if I start, like the first that speaks needs to say already the word. Or I can start by saying hello, maybe.
Start,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It would be, this one would be hard. Okay.
Dr. Steven appointment. What can I help you?
Hi. So, oh my God, you picked up. Thank you. I'm in need to book... an appointment with Dr.
Steve,
sorry, I forgot. Because, you know, I dance,
slay.
I dance and I've been feeling this knee pain lately. So I need to fix this for my dance classes. I need to fix this as soon as possible. Do Dr.
Steve
has any free time to hear about this and have like a in-person appointment?
Let me see schedule, because Dr. Steve has been undergoing a surgery to make his face look prettier, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Nice for Dr. Steve. Nice for Dr. Steve. But he's like, is everything okay with him? Or is like because of like is like a nose operation? It's because of allergies?
Well, Dr. Steve has been like very depressed lately. He's just like overall very down always.
And oh no.
I think, you know, have you ever been to this office?
To the Dr. Steve?
Yes. Do you know Dr. Steve in person?
I drove by car, but I never answered.
Okay, well, let me tell you, because his face is not finesse.
Okay, rude. You know, that kind of language can get a person canceled.
Okay, let's keep calm. I didn't say anything badly, okay? If you saw his face, you would understand what I'm saying.
Okay, but at least, like, it's doing something to be less depressed, so that's good. I usually get that with food.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully he can live happier from now on.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. All for the looks.
For the looks. Well, but there's something else that even surgery won't fix there, you know?
What?
Because Steve is really short. He's a short king.
Skirt.
Skirt.
You tell them how it is.
But yeah, hopefully this face surgery is going to be enough for his big glow up.
That's good. That's good. But, you know what? You know what? I actually saw Dr. Steve leave the office once, and I think he's pretty tall. So I would need to call you a liar for this.
Yikes.
So can I have my appointment or not?
Yay!
No appointment was booked.
No appointment was booked.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Oh my gosh. Skirt.
Dr. Steve had it tough.
Poor Dr. Steve.
Oh my god.
Yikes.
So next scenario we have is...
Airport?
Oh, airport. Yeah, so airport.
What's happening there?
What's happening? Maybe you're like, you get to the airport, you need to check your luggage. And I'm the person that's going to help you.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay, cool.
You can take your words.
Okay. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'm here to check my luggage for my work trip.
Nice. Can I know the plane reference? Like, where are you going?
No cat. Just kidding. I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, shit. That's a good... I wish I could have some free time to go. Because Mexico, it was my honeymoon. It was amazing.
You're married? That's kind of sus. How can a flight attendant be married? How do you, like, juggle that life?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. So, as you know, I'm a flight attendant, so I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But one day I was serving soup at the plane, you know? And when I turned around with the soup, I spilled the entire soup on the pilot. That's how we met.
Oh,
love at first soup.
Love at first soup. That's like so cute.
Bruh. It was amazing. Like best relationship I ever had. It's all about like traveling, new places.
Please don't tell me that. I wish I had a relationship. I only deal with fuckboys and toxic behaviors.
No. Really?
Really.
I gonna tell you a tip. When he's asleep, you need to spray your perfume into his face. And then... when he wakes up, he can't forget you, girl.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a very good trip. Tip?
Tip for a trip.
A tip for a trip. Because maybe in this trip, I'm going to find my other half. maybe a boy with a lot of swag.
Oh, they have it in Mexico. In Mexico, they always take off their shirts.
Wow, I feel like they're just there vibing.
Oh, they are. It's like, you know, boys are like short kings, but like tanned and stuff. And girls are just MILFs.
Wow. Girls are MILFs?
They are MILFs.
So I'm going to have a lot of competition. I wish my heart can take it.
Girl, you know what? It's going to be great, but like, I need to get running because I have like other customers in line. So this has been, you know, yeah, for a while. Yeah. Can you put your bags on a belt, please?
Yes. Dink. Beep.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go to Mexico.
Wow.
Great job. We have one last scenario, which is...
The last scenario is a teacher's meeting.
Yeah.
Like a wrap-up annual meeting to talk about all of the students.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we're both teachers and we're colleagues.
What do you teach?
Yeah.
What do you teach?
I am...
That's you're cheating.
I'm cheating. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with my heart. I'm a theater teacher.
Wow, that's extravagant.
Yeah,
theater. What should I be?
Arts.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, arts and theater.
Arts and theater. So we're like the outcasts.
Yeah, we can have this kind of like rivalry because. We need the budget, the arts budget. They are like, you know, they are both like trying to get the arts budget. Let's go. Hello, so you're here united today to discuss problems and situations about the school and the school year. So Miss Angelina from the theater class, do you wanna start?
Yes, I'm going to start by saying that I'm really annoyed about the budget that school gave to the theater kids this year. The budget is really, really slim.
Okay. Drastic cut. I can relate to this, but I would feel like we need to have more budget, though, in arts because, as you know, our principal is a simp for arts, and I feel like since he loves art so much, he should give more budget to our project because our project is so important to this school.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to ask you to stop right there because let's compare, shall we? Okay, that you need more brushes or whatever you might need for your little activities, but do you know how much wardrobe, how much different wardrobe we need just for one of the plays? Imagine handling four of our plays. That's what we're doing now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right away that that's such a waste of time. Because we all know here, let's be real, that theater has like no future for this young generation. So there's no money involved in theater. Even when they go out of the school, so why have money in theater here? There's like, it's something that involves zero money. It's a waste of time.
I'm sorry, but you're not it.
It? I'm not what?
It. All right, but like, all right, but slay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you're not it. Do you know how many like...
You mean right?
No, I mean,
Okay.
You obviously don't know the slang. That's okay. Do you know how many, like, theater stars this school has already delivered?
I bet none.
You got no chill.
I got chili for lunch.
I had chili and she had chili. She had lunch.
I had chili for lunch.
I know you had some chili for lunch because this conversation is starting to smell.
Smell? I smell fine.
Fine. You know what? I thought you were sweet before we started this whole thing. But now I'm having my questions, my doubts. You look like you only care about yourself and your little subject.
If you think I only care about myself, you're clearly blind. I care about the future of these kids and the progress that they can make out in the world.
Well, then you should drop all of your act. Because if you care about the future of the kids, you should also care about the future of the little theater kids.
I don't see where you based all your opinion on, but for me, we should call it quits because this meeting is going nowhere.
Damn. You still had a damn?
Wow, that was it.
Still one of my favorite games.
Yeah, same. Always so fun.
I like to play characters.
Yeah. So this episode has come to an end, unfortunately. Yeah. It was so fun.
So fun.
And now we need to take some pink balls. Next thing.
Pink ball time.
Pink ball time.
All right, let's see what we have here.
Oh my god, this one is like really close.
Divorced life?
Divorced life?
We should know. It's like another step of adulthood.
Wow, damn. We really opened the door.
Exactly. So we cannot like talk for our own experiences because we're not even married, let alone divorced. But we're probably going to read a lot of your stories and Reddit stories.
Yeah.
It must be fun.
We can also talk about the perspective of having divorced parents.
Oh, true. Neither of us.
But there's like another area that we can cover.
That's true.
And yeah. Thank you so much for watching.
Can't wait about all the gossip.
Yeah.
Of divorce.
Same. And we love you. Don't forget to subscribe.
Exactly.
And we'll see you on the next one.
See you next Monday.
Bye.